Ready.
Call our meeting back to order. Mr. Paulson, we're calling back to order.
What do we have to have that on for?
Well, it shouldn't be doing this.
I'm not saying that. I know it shouldn't.
I can get back in the ceiling and turn it back off.
Well, what's it? I mean, what are we going for?
Nothing. No, it's not supposed to make any noise.
But if it is, and it's for the projector.
Yes.
And that's all.
We may be using the projector for Obie Jones. I don't know.
I don't know.
Is Obie Jones here? Is he due in right
yes,
now?
Yes, this is Mr. Jones.
Yeah, okay.
Let's just be ahead. Annoying. Sorry about that. It's whistling right now, and so.
It doesn't get to you except after about an hour.
Obie, if you want to, come on up here to the mic so everybody can hear. And we perform very casually, so feel comfortable. And of course, I spoke with Obie. He had days mixed up. He was here yesterday.
I came in yesterday.
So I got just a short brief, but I didn't let him go into it because no need of going through it again. So just kind of tell us how you got here and what you're looking for penalties and interest refund,
sir.
Right?
Right. What the deal is there was a replat on my property, and I don't really understand all the stuff, the eBay or whatever you call it, or on there, but anyway, it was left on there, and I had given the property to my son. He built a house and sold it to some people, and anyway, I wound up having to pay the taxes on that, you know.
What's the dates? I mean,
when you say you gave it to your son, did you actually convey, carve off the piece of property and convey a deed to your son?
No, sir, it was two lots, but we done a replat on it because of so you have more room.
But was it in his name?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
You did a replat?
Mm-hmm.
It was a subdivision, or?
Yes, a subdivision.
So you did a replat, and then you actually deeded the property to your son.
Right.
He built a house on it.
Mm-hmm.
But after the replat, the lot stayed the way it was at the assessor's office, and they...
No, what it was, they put the lot, the house that's on that lot, on my lot.
For on your tax bill?
Yes, sir.
Okay, they didn't put it on the new lot that was empty?
No, sir. It didn't come out that
Did they tax separately for that new lot?
Mm-hmm.
But they left the house on your lot?
Well, the house was never on my lot. It was just put on my lot.
The assessor left it on your tax bill as if it were on your
lot.
As if it were on your lot.
Yes.
Okay. And you paid the taxes?
Yeah, I had to do that because I had come down here five times since April, and when I come down, the ladies over here in this part over here where they collect the money sent me to talk to somebody else, and a couple times that particular person wasn't in, and then when I finally got to talk to him, he had told me that, you know, it had to go before some board or something. I don't know what it is or anything else. Yeah, I guess that's what it is. And anyway, it didn't get changed. They changed it for 1 year, and it didn't get changed.
That's my question. What years are we talking about? So that's...
Well, let me see if I can
guys, we've
come
got,
up with that here.
You want to put on the screen the
yes.
parcels?
The lady over here, Sheila,
yeah.
She knows all about it, but I don't.
And I came down, she called me down, and you explained it to me, and she explained it to me, but it's been a couple of weeks.
I have all my paperwork here.
And I see James is here. It'd be helpful to have him comment on this.
James, you want to step up here to the mic so we can kind of get an idea of the dates and everything that this is all taking place? And
I bet he sings better than I do, too.
Well, I've got everything here, and yes, Obie's telling you how it is. It was a total mess back when it happened. The problem being, Obie deeded it to his son October 2nd of 06. His son then sold it to the Glazers on October 4th of 06, and it was a split parcel.
Oh, no, you got 2 days difference and he sold it?
I guess it was just a deed matter. Was that?
Well, the house would have already been built then, right?
Right.
When he deeded it to the Glazers.
He was building the house.
Right.
On your property prior to your conveying it to him. You conveyed it to him 2 days before he sold it, so the house was on your lot in that year.
On
January 1, 06. So it was on your lot. It hadn't been divided
off. And that's where the mix-up came in. It was a split that a split is not due to 07, and of course we missed it through the BOE process. But then Obi and Linda filed for the permit I've got the permits
now,
here.
If we filed for a permit, that wasn't for that particular lot. That was on the corner.
Yeah, but not this one. This is to you.
Everything else all right?
Yeah. And would that be for a building permit?
Yeah, and it's it says a residence.
Right, but that's on the corner. I didn't file for a permit to build the other house. He did. My son did.
It says house and garage.
Yeah, but it's on the corner.
I mean, what... What's relevant, though, is when it was deeded, and you said that it was deeded on October 2nd of 06 to your son, and then he deeded it on October 4th to the Glazers. So basically what happened is he built a house that you intended to carve off, and then once he had it built and sold, you carved it off and gave it to him, and then he sold it. Is that accurate?
I don't think so.
Okay, then what happened?
But now, OBC here... This is the permit you file for as a residential home on Wisconsin. Here's where you file for your personal garage that went on the other lot.
Right. And when was this one?
This was filed and...
Now, what lot was it? Because I never...
It says here.
We've got them up here if we need to match them too, James.
This is lot 22, mm-hmm. And this is lot 23 where you built your garage.
Right. Okay.
But you'd file for both permits... This permit was filed for back in 05 for the house, and this garage was filed for in 06.
Where's the new house on this map?
Right there, where the X is.
Glazier's house.
Right.
Which one is that?
That's the one that was sold to Glazier's.
Which, where
the X is, the crosshairs are.
Okay, so it's diagonally across.
The Glazier's house?
It's right there.
Is this one?
Yeah.
So what was the whole lot back in 06?
It was both those combined, 22 and 23A.
Right. Both lots.
Okay, so both sides of the street and
no,
the Glazer's
the,
home.
No, the garage. Obi kept his garage.
What I've done is I bought these two lots here after I bought this house, and then I bought the lot on the corner where a patient put a road or whatever it is.
But there's three separate lots, and the Glazer's house was on the same lot with your house. Is that right?
No.
It was on with your garage.
Your two separate lots. What I did is, for this one here, this was changed to give a little more room here.
Okay.
Yeah, where the garage is. It was changed and brought over here.
So it was on the same lot as the garage. When was the house lot that Glazer's are on now? When did that get split off?
There was a replat filed in 06.
Mm-hmm. What month of 06?
It appears that it was recorded in...
Bob, is this... let me ask you something before we get too far along here. Is this strictly a
February or March of 06
decision, or is this a BOE decision?
I don't know, but we can find out, and if it's a BOE decision, we can send it there.
Yeah, I believe it was in February.
February of 06, according to what I see there.
February of 06 is when it was split off. When was the building complete?
We put it on for January 1, 07.
So it wasn't on in January 06. Of 06?
Correct.
Right.
Okay. House went on January 1, 2007. Who owned it in 2007?
The Glazers.
Okay. And it was it was, you still had it on.
Yeah, but we got that corrected. Then it come down to the assessor's office, which we shouldn't assume anything on that, but we were assuming the Glazers was going to give Obie the money and they was going to go pay for it because it wasn't split out. Now, that was our assumption, and I think we talked about that.
Did the taxes get paid for 07?
They got paid for 07?
Yeah, I paid all them because, see, the, my property over there with the garage on it, you know, when I came down, I think I came down.
To clear title, then you paid them?
In April and everything. Yeah, I had to pay them. And when I came back, when it was on there again, you told me something about it had to go to some board.
Okay, so Obie paid the taxes on all of the property in 07?
No. He cleared his garage and his lot out and paid it, and the Glazer was left unpaid.
Glazer was left unpaid.
The improvement was left unpaid.
Paid, am I saying it right? I believe.
Okay.
I think I got it.
Anyway, one of them got cleared up. I don't know.
Your land and lot got cleared up.
It didn't reappear, just what happened.
But did you go this through it? This went through Evans Title Company? I don't see how it cleared up.
So can you just clarify this in my own, in my mind? In
Who are you asking that question to?
James.
James, okay.
In 06, we have one lot that has the garage and where the house is now. It was split in February of 06. At some point, the house was sold.
As far as the taxes and all on the property then were paid.
I understand in 06. But see, the house got split off. There was no house, but it got built, and it got it went to the Glazers, okay, in 06, later on in 06. And the house went on January 1st of 07, went on the assessor's. The assessor caught the improvement. But he put the improvement on the lot that included your
garage.
Right. Now, did he split it and leave it on with your garage? What happened in 07?
Obie paid the taxes right here on 17101.
What did he pay the taxes on? Did he pay it on both lots, no, including the house and
which
the garage?
Which one did he pay on?
He paid on the utility, the garage, and just the land. Right.
So he paid the corner lot, but not the Glazer lot. Glazer. What
right.
But then in 08,
okay,
the house appeared on my lot somehow or another for taxes.
And we fixed it.
No. One of them's not been fixed.
It's 07 that hadn't been fixed.
Okay, maybe it was. I know one of them hadn't.
Yeah.
Hasn't been.
But 07 had never been paid, and I don't know how it cleared the title company for
yeah.
sale. Without
see,
showing
they got it in 06. That's how that happened.
The transaction was in 06 for right. the title company, because that's when the transaction took place.
Yeah, they bought it in 06 before you'd ever
February,
caught that
March
it was
of
on 06, there.
Right. The transaction
and then
took place.
When in 07, it appeared on mine.
It appeared on yours.
Right. The house appeared on the lot that the house wasn't supposed to be on, the other lot, somehow or another.
Okay, and you paid the taxes on that lot with the
well,
house
one,
on there,
one
or
one
you didn't
pay? I don't know which one it is now.
I'll tell the tax.
I've got all the receipts and stuff here.
This transaction on the house occurred in 08. And we didn't even have the house picked up. In October of 06, the house was there being sold. We hadn't picked the house up. And that goes back to a little flaw in the title company's process of, hey, we're not going to settle the taxes on this house yet because even though it sold and should have been split.
There were no taxes due on it, though, because it didn't exist on January 1st of the year.
Other than in Obie's entire tax bill.
So it wasn't going to be on the tax rolls until the tax year 07, and they would own it on January 1st of 07.
That's correct.
So there was no reason to have them pay the taxes for 06 except on naked land, maybe. But it had been a part of his land on January 1st of that year. It had all been one lot. He didn't split the lot until February of 06.
Right.
The house went on there after February, was done, and the lot was conveyed with the house in October of 06. The house went on January 1 of 07, but it went on the utility lot rather than the split-off lot.
Right.
And did somebody pay the taxes on the utility lot in 07?
He said he did.
He paid the taxes on the utility lot, which included the value of the home that was on there, correct?
No, just the lot.
Just the lot and the utility.
So where was the house put then?
Was put on with the garage on the corner lot.
The lady down here can tell you all about it. I don't know where now. Sheila?
The cost of the house, the value of the house was added to the corner lot with
the garage.
But the house wasn't there.
Right.
But who paid the parcel?
But who paid the taxes on the... That's what I asked. Did somebody pay the taxes on the utility lot that included the value of the home?
Not including the value of the home.
Where did the house go?
Where did the house go then? You told me it went on the utility lot.
It went on the corner lot, the one that's circled in blue.
That's the utility lot.
That's the utility lot.
The value of the house was on that lot.
Yeah, and he said he paid those.
But James said it's not there.
Not in 07.
Well, 08.
In 08, but not in 07.
Because it appeared again in 08.
But you did not. Did you pay the taxes on the utility lot in 07?
Yes.
And that included the value of the house in 07?
No.
Where was the value of the house?
It didn't go on until 08, as it sounds like.
It never went on in 07.
That's what it sounds like.
Okay, I see.
That's what it sounds like.
Did the value of the house go on in 07, James? Anywhere?
Do you have any record of James Nichols Jones paying the taxes on that?
No, the house was to be paid, like I say, under the assumption that it was going to be paid and they were going to pay OB.
I don't understand. It either went on one lot or the other.
It happens all the time. It happens all the time when they get down to the deadlines on these houses. Some party will pay the other party if the house is on their lot, especially if they're involved in the selling of the house, and the money is then given to the owner of the parent parcel.
I understand.
It occurs all the time.
But in January 1 of 07...
Where was it?
There was a house. Where was the house, and where did the assessor put the value of the house?
On the corner lot.
On the corner lot. Were the corner lot's taxes paid in 07?
Yes.
Then the house value was paid for in the corner lot. Were the taxes on the split-off lot paid as if the lot was empty?
It appears.
Then that's a matter between OB and the Glazers, it would seem, for 07. Is there another issue?
08 was paid with the same process, but was paid correctly.
So were all the taxes paid in 07?
Not the house.
Not the house. But you said the utility lot was paid, but it had the house on it. But the empty lot was not paid. That's not a lot of money. It doesn't have the house on there, so it's a minor amount of money. Is that right?
It showed up, instead of $400-something, it seems like it was
$1,000.
How much was the value, the assessed value of the so-called empty lot that really had the house on it in 07?
Right here is the tax bill that says, please note, there are delinquent taxes on this property.
The reason I didn't pay them when I came down is because I didn't want to pay the house property. And then I spoke with him. He said it had to go to some committee or something before he could change it. And I never did anything else. I came down 5 times.
He did.
And I talked to Sheila, and I talked to him. I talked to a couple different others.
But in 08...
I still haven't identified the problem, and maybe I'm just slow.
Is there any way to get this lady... come in? Would she come in?
Well, all I need
she
to
tell you all about it. I don't know.
What is the request?
That's
we haven't gotten there.
What's the request?
The request is I've overpaid taxes because I paid the house.
The specific request.
Is it you want taxes, a refund?
Taxes, penalties. They sold my property on the 24th, I believe, of August at the sale.
What property did they sell? The garage?
Right.
They sold it
because... come back down and then...
Well, right here, she just went back and billed him for the house on 2 years, and he paid it to keep it up.
Right, that's what's happening.
You didn't pay 08, is that right, on the utility corner lot?
I,
you did,
I guess I paid all of it at this point because I had to redeem my property.
Okay, but the reason it went to tax sale is you did not pay the corner lot with the utility on it in 08.
No. He's saying he did.
So what is it that you didn't pay? What year on what lot? Which one went to tax sale?
I think
my utility lot with the garage on it.
The utility lot with the garage on it.
Because I
went to tax sale.
What year?
Evidently didn't pay it in 07.
But you're saying you've got a copy of it.
Now, that's where he paid $2,500 and some odd bucks, and that's house and all.
That's everything.
But when did he pay?
They paid 9/25/09.
So it was after tax sale.
After tax
sale. He redeemed it.
Yeah, that was when I saw him in there.
Right,
yeah.
That's exactly right.
So he's absolutely right. He shouldn't be paying no $2,500 to clear his lot. Right there is a paid receipt.
See, the reason I didn't pay it is because I didn't want to pay that much money for a house that's not on that lot.
So in 07, he had the house on your lot, and you didn't want to pay the taxes on that lot because it wasn't worth that because the house wasn't on that lot.
I came down here, and he knows, I mean, numerous times.
Okay, so you paid.
And I don't know the due process of everything that goes on, but I just.
Well, it sounds like it's a BOE matter. If we're talking about a refund.
That's what I told them when he was in.
The refund of a tax sale would not be a BOE matter.
Plus, we've got fees and interest.
And you got a tax sale. That's nothing to do with the Board of Equalization.
But he's done he's redeemed.
Right.
And you agree with that, Bob?
Nothing to do with the Board of Equalization.
The tax sale is a commission item. You agree with?
I don't know.
I can see where it's pointed. There has never been a bill established of everything you've heard here for $2,500, and I don't know where that bill's come from that he paid.
What wasn't paid that caused us to go to the tax sale? 07 on the corner lot.
It has to be the corner lot.
Paid.
Yeah.
Okay. What sold at the tax sale then?
The corner lot.
06. Where did this $2,000?
That's all right.
Like it's said, out of my hands.
I actually thought I was waiting for something to come in the mail for it to be fixed for me to pay my taxes.
What?
See what I'm saying?
Yeah. Can you look at the parcel IDs there, Bob, and just double check the parcel IDs?
Right there it is, 1701.
Well, no, but on those documents, are they confirmed?
I have.
This is 06, not 07.
Yeah, 721 of 06. Duplicate.
Where does it show that he's paid 07?
What's that one there?
This one says 10/17/06 date paid, but this is 05.
That's for 05.
This is 04.
So there's nothing that shows that you paid for 07. That's why I went to tax sale.
That's 2006.
There's 2006.
This is, again, this is 06 and not 07.
Well, what you got to pay?
There's 4.
And 5. 6.
We don't have any.
So she, 07 and 08
have not
been
paid.
$2,500.
That's what it had been. The rest of it was already paid.
Okay, would this include what do they call it? Pay more when you sell it or when you buy something at the tax sale?
Well, does it include the penalties of the tax sale?
No, but when they bid on it, if they pay more than what the taxes are due,
the surplus or whatever.
Thank you. That would maybe include the surplus.
I don't understand.
I actually thought I was waiting for something to come in the mail that was what the stuff was going to be fixed so I could pay my taxes. Because I'd come down and talk to this fella here numerous times and Sheila Wyatt too.
There's interest and surplus that would be paid when you redeemed on the taxes.
But
so,
on a $1,000 bill, it's $1,500?
I don't know.
Well, isn't that determined by how much somebody pays?
Bids on it.
Bids at the tax sale. I mean,
they could run up the bid if it's a bid.
They could run up the bid if it had the structures on it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's
they so, might have had a house
why,
on it.
Why in the world was it at tax sale? Because he didn't pay the taxes in 07 and 08?
Yeah.
And he didn't pay the taxes. Why?
Because I was waiting for that to be fixed to get the house off of it. I had come down here.
So you're saying in 07, 08, your tax assessed value had the house on it?
We abated it. Here's the abatement right here.
I think one was abated, but one of them wasn't.
Now, I can see here, Bob, as a technicality, he don't have to pay back what the bid up was.
he, as redeeming it, would redeem.
Well, he gets the surplus because he's the owner. The surplus right. would go to the owner anyway.
When the difference in what he actually truly owes would go back to the bidder, it wouldn't be his responsibility to pay that.
Yeah, but what would we be doing for this gentleman since now he's redeemed, he's got his property back, and he's out some money for 07 and 08. How much more is he out than what he should have paid? Okay? He should have paid 07 and 08's taxes. How much would those be if he had paid them on time? And how much did he pay? And what's the difference? What are we talking about money-wise?
Oh, my. A bunch. $1,600.
$1,600. We're talking about $1,600 right here. Okay. And what would be the instrumentality for getting him his $1,600 back?
It looks to me like that the collector would be sending him. No.
And why?
The redeemer shouldn't get by with him having to pay the difference of what he owed on the taxes. There should be two checks, one back to the guy that bid it up that high, and one back to the OB for the difference.
Well, he would get the surplus anyway if they bid it up high, is my understanding, but I'd have to check that out. So that shouldn't be an issue, and he should get that amount anyway. What is the actual amount that he is going to be out of pocket that is more than he would have been out of pocket had he paid in 07 and 08?
It would be those two numbers added together.
We need to figure that out, and then we need to figure out a way to get him his money back, what action we need to take. Is that right? Right.
Yeah, it's nothing to do with the assessment.
Here's this BOE court order. Beginning was $28,000. Ending 47.9 says assessor researched. He feels res was complete. Initially, he thought it wasn't complete.
Right.
Why would the value go down?
Because that
abatement. Oh, is that that's Obie's property?
Right. And that's,
Now the tax deal comes in what? December?
At the end of the year? November. Middle of
okay.
November.
When I first come down in, it was like the first of the year, you know, 07. And then I think you were going to get that one cleared up.
They're right here in these abatements. Okay.
Right. Here's what I think we need, okay? We need to find out a short description of what exactly happened, okay? And then we need to know how do we get him his money back, the difference between what he would have paid if he paid in 07 and 08 and what he paid to redeem. And should he have to pay interest? But certainly he shouldn't have to pay anything more than interest at most, okay, if he should have to pay interest. And who absorbs that $1,600 or whatever amount it is, and how do we get it to him, and what action do we have to take in order to get it to him? That's what we need to know, and then we can do it. And what body needs to do it, whether it's the BOE or the county commission or the collector. That's what we need to know.
I think everything's cleaned up except Obie didn't pay his taxes for those 2 years, and it came up on tax sale, and the huge penalties and interest provided by statute is ridiculously high and drove that up. And then there was an upbid, surely, on it to get it to $2,500.
We need to find out what caused the amount to be, what were the amounts in 07 and 08, what caused the amounts to be what he had to pay back, and how we can get him back those monies if we can. Okay?
You need to go explain that to the collector, though, to find out those numbers, right?
If that's where I need to go, yeah. I mean, but
I wouldn't be having nothing to do with that part of it. Because the abatements is cleaned up.
You have no problem with him getting his money back, is what you're telling me.
In fact, I think that's ridiculous.
Okay. All right.
Here's
I didn't really know what it was.
Here's an abatement for 08.
Different when I first come down, remember?
Right.
I didn't know the house was on there.
Residents on wrong parcel moved to.
So it's been moved twice.
But he didn't know that it had been moved, and he didn't come in and pay his taxes because he didn't want to pay it on the full amount.
Right.
These abatements supposedly corrected up the assessor's end, didn't it?
So basically what we need to do is correct the extra amount that he paid.
Well, looks like we actually denied this one.
Yes, because the house was shown on a photo in 06.
So it was taken off here because it wasn't complete.
Right.
But it went back on in 08, and then...
Right. It went back on it. Yeah.
This abatement is to move it to the right parcel.
Right. Because the res was, we felt, complete and sold, so we put it back on, and then we moved it to the correct parcel.
So what do we need to do, Bob?
Maybe talk to Sheila and figure
out. Find out how we're going to do a refund, if there's a refund.
What the refund is due.
If the assessor and the collector agree that he has money coming back, we need to figure out how and how much.
Can we just assign that to you and we'll give it to Jillian and then you can just walk that process through?
That's what is going to happen.
Bob is going to take it. And the main commission number, he works out of our office upstairs. Let him get with Sheila and make sure James, and we just have a little powwow and figure out what the refund is owed and what the process is to do that.
Okay.
Because this is a little unique for us.
Right.
Do we dare approve it contingent on Bob doing that?
Let's just wait
the research. Okay.
He's already paid. He needs to get his money back. But, I mean, it's not a matter they can't wait a week, I don't think.
Well, I don't think it's an approval thing. I think it just needs to be done.
Well, however it needs to be done, it needs to be done. But somebody needs to figure out how it should be done.
Right, for sure.
And evidently, I've got that assignment. So.
Yes, sir.
Lucky dog, you.
And right now, James and I have to go meet with Gary.
Yes, they're waiting for you.
Okay. Sorry to hold you up.
All righty.
All right. We will...
Is this going to executive.
Executive, is that right?
Motion going executive pursuant real estate. Frank's outside in the hall.
Okay.
No, sir.
Second. Discussion.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Obie, thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. We'll get through this and
appreciate you.
You bet.
I get through.